Blog Talk Radio.
America, get ready to laugh. We're
from that NYC. We bring that comedy. Originality. And now the whole world will see.
The whole world will see.
It's a rhyme impersonator show.
DJ Uptown, can you feel this?
The rhyme impersonator show.
Queensbridge, boogie down, can you feel this?
The rhyme impersonator show.
All the world's sat now, can you feel
the
this?
The rhyme impersonator show.
America, get ready to laugh. Oh, you'll squoy wobbin.
Hello, 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 radio, and welcome to another episode of the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists and business startups and also provides you with inspiration and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. How are you today, Vina?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm very well. Happy Monday.
You should the same.
Great. All right. So thank everybody for tuning in to the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show once again. We broadcast live here on Blog Talk Radio, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Vina has some updates for you.
And you have updates. I need to just congratulate Richard for his recent interview with Summer in Vegas. He just completed it maybe a half an hour ago. How was it?
Very, very fun. I want to give a big shout out to my boy Mark Q, somewhere in Vegas, for giving me that opportunity to plug the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show and the Rhyme Impersonator Show on his amazing channel. I really enjoyed it. Mark is really, really keen on comedy, really understands the process. That's what was really great to talk with him. And he loves the classic TV shows of the past, sketch comedy shows like Living Color. So we had some definitely good laughs, remembering some of those characters, and we talked about where sketch comedy is and where it's going. It was kind of fun. So I'll definitely be able to share that broadcast with you guys on my Facebook and on the Rhyme Impersonator Show site and icpentertainment.com.
Pretty cool. And also, I want to congratulate you once again for the recent article, Looking to the Stars. Look to the Stars. And where you are talking about different charities and your affiliates with charities and how you got involved and things like that. So how was that experience?
That was a very good article. I really want to thank MistyPR for giving me that opportunity. Look to the Stars, great magazine, you know, an outlet for charity, you know, for celebrities that are connected to charity. I think as an artist and a celebrity, I try not to say that a lot. But it's very good to see that celebrities are connected to charity. I mean, I've worked in a lot of events with a lot of different organizations in New York City, you know, charity events for cancer, breast cancer, you know, AIDS, different things, you know, Wounded Warriors. And it was really such a great experience to just share my talent, whether I came to just do a song, a classic song to comfort someone's heart, or you know, give inspiration to someone. I felt that was really a great joy to have that opportunity to come out and do that. So for me to just sit down and Look to the Stars, I want to thank you guys for, you know, giving me a little platform to talk about that. I think most celebrities don't talk about it. You know, some do, and I think, you know, some do give more and some do give less. But I think it's definitely our mission, our goal as artists. I think an artist that are influential or in positions of power to kind of use, you know, their influence to help those that are less fortunate. I think it's important. That's a personal thing from, you know, my humanitarian side, not my comedy side.
Wow. So you have, like, different phases, or you have, like, different things that you're working on simultaneously, and even then you still take time to help charities or to also, you know, collaborate with them. Do you want to talk as well about Atiq Muhammad and your interaction with him for your second project?
I want to give a big shout out to Atiq. Great gentleman. What a great story in India. And I'm planning to fly out to India to for some scene research for my second feature film. So, I mean, it's very good. I mean, he's connected to this amazing charity, and I'm being very, I think, led to be a part of that charity in any which way or form. And what better way than film? You know, what better way than film to integrate that into my film? So I get to meet all these amazing kids that are underprivileged, orphans, you know, forgotten children, you know, as all over the world, you know, they don't even have, you know, school books, and they're in need of so many things. He wrote me actually a Facebook message, so I'm seeing if I could read that to you guys. And I was just asking, you know, basically, you know, what are the needs of these children? And Atik wrote me, let me see if I can pull up my Facebook here. Let me see. He wrote me. He said, basically, some of the needs are uniforms, school bags, sweaters, mats, lunch boxes, notebooks, maybe water coolers if possible. These are their regular needs, but we can plan everything according, you know, to the money you're planning to spend on the school children. I definitely I'm planning to do a lot of things with this charity, so I'm going to definitely give a big shout out to Atik Muhammad, you know, for you know, giving me this opportunity. It's really great. So yes, charities are important.
And I just wanted to also like link how charities and events, they come together. And we used to initially the ICP Entertainment and the Ram Impersonator Show during our Kickstarter camping days, and as well as when we were promoting the Ram Impersonator Show, we did do a lot of events, and we did connect a lot of charities as we were doing the event by itself. And nowadays we're just doing like networking and mix and night. The one that's upcoming is on April 21st. It's going to be at Celebrar from 6 to 9 p.m. Please do come down. It's going to be like a cool combination of artists, filmmakers with business. We are networking with a different networking group, and it's going to be a cool night, so please do come down.
An amazing night. Really look forward to seeing you all come out to that particular event. It's going to be really great. You know, the corporate side meets the entertainment side. It's going to be like a feud. I wonder how the fights will break out. No, there will be no fight. We will be civilized. We will be civilized. We will be on our best behavior. But it's all about networking, you know, in New York City. It's not what you know. It's who you know, artists. So do come out. Get your business cards. Come out. You get to meet myself, Dina K as well. And definitely, and network. You know, bring your projects to fruition. Collaborate with people who have resources. I can kind of take your project to the next level, and also take advantage of our video marketing campaign, our video marketing service that can really help you and really bring more attention to your brand value and what you're doing. So we'll get to talk more about that when we meet, and get all that information at icpentertainment.com. And so I look forward to Celebrar 21st. A lot of fun.
And of course, the after party is going to be at Tonic East. It's also going to be a small pre-birthday party for Richard.
Pre-birthday party on the 21st, guys. You want to definitely get some of my cake.
And then the real birthday party is going to be on May 2nd. We are going to be on a cruise. It's going to be a Cinco de Mayo cruise.
Dude, Cinco de Mayo cruise. Just the name alone should bring you to that damn boat. Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. My birthday cruise.
And it's going to be on May 2nd from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning on Sunday.
3 a.m.
So
11 p.m. to 3 a.m. So get a lot of sleep.
Yeah, get a lot of Red Bull as well.
A lot of Red Bull. We'll be drinking. We're going to be drinking. Da-da-da-da-da. We're going to have a great time. My birthday. First time ever. Cruise on my birthday. Wow, I can't get off the boat. I can't ride for nobody.
No, it's you're in the boat. That's it.
I'm in the boat.
So it's 11 to 3, so it's like 2 to 3 hours.
So. I'm in the boat. Sorry, I'm in the boat. It's going to be fun. Definitely want to invite you guys out to that. I'm definitely going to be hosting, catering some authentic Jamaica rum cakes. You guys don't want to miss that.
Yeah,
It's going to be soca, merengue. Oh my God, bachata. It's going to be music. It's going to be sick.
DJ
and reggae, of course.
Hip hop.
Hip hop. I'll tell them to play some banger beats, you know, for my Desi brothers and sisters. Yeah, you know, me.
Only if they have, because they only have like one tune. That's right.
Yeah, they always play like this one damn tune. You know, Indian song. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Sucks. And all my Desi will do this. That's it.
That's like so
that's
old.
It. And it's so old. Play some, you know, new stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Also wanted to thank our 165 plus backers, as well as all the 94 subscribers on our YouTube channel for 61,000 plus views. And we are very much glad to let you know that we have recently partnered with a multi-channel network, and you will see a lot of different changes on our YouTube channel when you click on it. And it is also a great platform for artists who are actually taking the video marketing services, because we've been partnered with a multi-channel network. It actually gives a greater, a greater aspect for you, for your brand, for a lot of people to recognize you as an artist. Your brand value increases, and we expose your brand value when you take our video marketing services.
Yes, that's very true. Definitely, this opportunity is really great that it comes at this time, you guys. For the Rhyme Impersonator YouTube channel, it's pretty cool. You know, we can really do a lot more with this backing. It's really, and if the channel, wow, goes in a different direction, this could be great. We can host shows, we can produce and finance projects. So definitely, actors, screenwriters, stay close to us. You know, as we move into a totally different medium. And online advertising and what we're doing. So video marketing is definitely very good. I'm going to give a big shout out to James, J. Samuel Ryan, who was in the top 10 of the top 10 videos on the Ryan Impersonator Show YouTube channel. And I had the pleasure of interviewing him in Times Square. So it was pretty cool. And I'll let you guys hear that video, hear that interview, and we'll be back. Whoops.
Thank you, guys. Next time.
Vila's going to segue into what?
I'm actually going to segue.
What happened this weekend?
I'm actually going to segue into what happened this weekend. We actually met children in Central Park, and they were pretty cool. They actually danced to our theme song, the Rhyme Impersonator Show theme song, and they showed us their freestyle moves as well as they were very spontaneous, because I just went to their parents and to them and say, hey, do you want to dance? We just have a tune. Can you do a freestyle? And they were like, yeah, for sure. We will do a freestyle for you. It took a little bit while for me, actually, to get children to dance. Like, I had to go to, say, 3 or 4 people before I actually met Jeremiah and his mom,
Jade.
So we are actually going to
play the interview after the dancing, guys. And I must say, these children were amazing. We're looking for dancers with New York swag, and they brought it. Jeremiah brought it, and a few of the other kids. So I'm going to let you hear the interview after their audition, which is really great, with the mom. My name is Jade, and this is her interview.
Hello, everyone. This is Rich Alba Jr., celebrity host. Hello, everyone. This is Rich Alba Jr., celebrity host and executive producer of the Rhyme Impersonator Show. And we are here live in Central Park, my favorite place, uptown, East Harlem. And I'm here with an amazing dancer that I found out today. This was totally spontaneous, people. We just came out and said, we're going to get a dancer. We're going to do a video promo. I want to see if I can find some people with swag, because the comedy show was produced in New York. The characters were derived here. The song was produced here, and it has much swag. So I said, I want to find some kids with some dancing swag, anyone with dancing swag, and I found one. Spontaneous. His name is
Jeremiah
in the building. Jeremiah, where are you from?
Manhattan.
Uptown.
Manhattan.
Jeremiah, wow. So welcome to Rhyme Impersonator Show. This is pretty cool. I just came out here being spontaneous, and you danced to the Rhyme Impersonator Show theme song. How was that?
Good.
How long you been dancing? Few years now, right?
Pretty cool.
So who put you up to this? How did you just get in the Rhyme Impersonator? Who put you up to this? Was it mommy? Did mommy put you up to this?
Yes.
She said, just go give it a try.
Yes.
Rhyme Impersonator Show, and I'm here with the mother of Jeremiah, who we just came up to it, man. Can you sing? She put him up to this.
No, I didn't. He loves to dance.
He loves to dance. Wow, how long has he been dancing?
For a long time, since Pampa days.
Pampa days. You see how far that goes back, people? Pampa days. So you just knew he could handle this.
Yes.
Wow. So he dances at parties, when music plays, he's moved.
Yes.
Wow. And this little one here, her name is?
Scarlett.
Scarlett was in the background, people. She's a rhyme impersonator show, and I'm here with the mother of Jeremiah, who just, we just came up to it, man. Can you sing? She put him up to this.
No, I didn't. He loves to dance.
He loves to dance. Wow, how long has he been dancing?
For a long time, since Pampa days.
Pampa days. You see how far that goes back, people? Pampa days. So you just knew he could handle this.
Yes.
Wow. So he dances at parties, when music plays, he's moved.
Yes.
Wow. And this little one here, her name is?
Scarlett.
Scarlett was in the background, people. She just ran in, and then she ran back. Where'd you see that? Scarlett, how long you been dancing?
Say every day.
So cute. So Scarlett, wow. So you're proud of your brother?
Say hi. Say yes. Say hi.
Any shout-outs?
Yes.
Well, shout out to your school, your teacher. Okay. America. Get ready to laugh, because here comes...
The rhyme impersonation show.
The rhyme impersonation show. Close enough. Jeremiah, thank you. Peace.
Yeah, that was Jeremiah, one of the child dancers in the rhyme impersonation show's outdoor promo. To find talented kids with much dancing swag. Jeremiah was pretty good, I should say. What did you think, Vina?
He was cool. He was a cool kid. I liked his confidence, I should say. When you came up to him for an interview, he was like, I'm ready to take this one on.
Yeah, he had some really cool dance moves, like some basic stuff, but it was kind of in the pocket, I should say.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, it's really great being around, you know, kids and kind of, I mean, we did the video with four amazing children, so that was such a great casting process. But let's talk about, you know, children. And, you know, our responsibility is to make sure they have a platform to express their talent. What is your view on that? Do you have anything in writing on that?
The thing is that what I have understood is that parents don't really take it seriously. They take talent that is actually naturally gifted to children in a very nonchalant way.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
Yeah, or they only push you to a certain extent, and afterwards it's like it's secondary. It's not like your primary.
Mm.
And interesting to say, actually, I was having a discussion with my aunt yesterday. Thank you for the
Santa Dasu. Thank you so much for the good food, man. That dal was amazing.
Yeah,
the rice was great. I'm so sorry I was so sick that day. I couldn't enjoy all of it and finish my whole plate and clean it. But I was very sick that day, but it was delicious, and I'm loving the chutney. Just wanted to give Santa Dasu, one of my backers for the Rhyme Impersonation Show, a big shout out, and Teja Kandapali for her amazing hospitality to myself this past weekend. Thank you. Good food, Santa Dasu.
And it was very interesting because it comes to the same point of can you survive just doing a job or not? As well as. How do you encourage your children when you're small?
Yeah, and before Vina gets to that, we're going to go, because I know we're really stressed on time, we could literally go to that next interview with our group of child dancers, and Vina will definitely elaborate on that. We're going to let you hear the second dancer, Romeo, and the interview I had with his family right after his dance audition. Here he is.
Hello, everyone. This is Rich Alba Jr., celebrity host and executive producer of the Rhyme Impersonator Show, and I am here in East Harlem, Central Park, totally being spontaneous. We came out here to find the best child dancers with swag, because we did a music video for the Rhyme Impersonator Show theme song, and we featured some amazing child dancers, and I found more swag dancers. They're hot. We just came in. His name is?
Romeo.
And?
Brano.
And?
Lizmel.
I'm going to tell you, they threw down, people. They threw down. It was totally spontaneous. Something never done before. A group battle. It was a group battle, and it was amazing. That's it. So I'm going to talk to him a little bit. Tell me, how'd you do this?
Okay, let Rhino do this.
How'd you get in the show? Walk to the park. Did you think this was going to happen when you came out to the park?
Kinda.
Wow. And your name?
Okay, well, I'm prepared for everything, and I'm awesome. So, I know what's going to happen from the get-go.
You're ready. Wow. And your name?
We were just walking, finding the park, and then we saw you guys.
What?
And I was super hungry.
You were super hungry? Then what happened?
No, seriously. Then you got stopped up, and then technically I just went freestyle.
I know, but you were flipping like crazy. You were like,
No, that's not how you do it.
You were like, he was doing that, people. He was doing that. And that was crazy. I hope I didn't have to do that in the video. I got the easy moves. My moves were simple, but he was complicated. Wow, so you guys, how long have you been dancing?
Since I was 2.
And you?
Since I was never.
I just do some freestyle dances sometimes,
okay.
That's all.
I have to say, they brought back the old dance moves. One of them were like, they were killing the old steps. They brought it. What happened? How'd you just come up with
it? We do it all the time.
I started it so that I included them in it.
Uh-huh. Well, I decided to do that and have fun because that's what dancing is about.
Yes, it's about fun. Yep. Now, I saw one move, I have to say. One move was insane. I think it was the worm where they did the hand.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoa. Who brought that back? Who came up with that one? Oh, we got a little fight here. Who came up with the move first? But it was a classic move, people. America, get ready to laugh because here comes
the rhyme impersonator.
Woo! Swag. Ooh, I told you.
That was Jerem. That was Romeo, one of the second dancers, and his sister is Piccata. I forgot all their names. So many. But he was amazing. I want to give a big shout out to him, his mother.
His mother, Lillian, and his dad, too. Brothers and sisters, they're pretty cool.
Great dancers, I should say. Great dancers. So Vina was saying.
I was saying that it's easier not to encourage your kids to actually get into their artistic realm, which actually was gifted by the Almighty Himself, and just always have this particular thing of education and how you can only make a living through education. You cannot make a living through art, let it be dance, let it be music, or let it be filmmaking or anything like that.
So you differ with that thought that most families think. You know, my child is talented, and yeah, she dances at recitals and dances, you know, on Christmas. But, you know, I don't really know if my child wants to go that way, or I want my child to go that way. What do you say to those parents?
I feel that they're very protected in the sense that they feel like all arts field is very competitive, and I don't think
it is.
It is.
It is competitive.
It is very competitive.
To be a professional ice skater, to be a professional, you know,
ballet dancer,
it's competitive. It's work. It's sacrifice. It's commitment.
Yeah, it's a lot of parents afraid of. It's a lot of dedication, and as well as, you know, it's not going to pay initially. Like, there's a lot of hard work that's put in, and most of the time you don't get paid. And it's only after you reach a certain level that's when you start getting, so reaping the benefits of what you have done. And you go for passion, you don't go for making that big bucks or things like that.
No. I'm not in this for fashion, people. Y'all think I'm doing a comedy show with that fashion? So crazy. Sure, I want to get some cheddar. Some mucho dinero.
Because
you put so much damn work into something, yes, you want to see a return. I think that's anybody's philosophy. You go to college for 4 years, you get a master's degree, a doctorate, you want to get a good paying job. I don't see any difference between arts and, you know, the secular field of, you know, a doctor or a lawyer, engineer. I don't really see any difference. It's still hard work. It's still commitment. It's still study to reap the same desired result, which is success.
Getting a job or success or having a company.
However you deem to decide what success is. Many people just have a different outlook on success. What does success mean?
Your
personal opinion, being a kind of pilot.
I think my personal opinion would be that, you know, you should be able to live.
How your parents view what you're doing in entertainment. Since you're in entertainment, you're best to talk about this.
My parents hate it.
Mama hates it. What are you doing? You're begging.
My mama hates it. My nana thinks that I'm a zero. So.
Okay, that's it. Now on to commercial break. In other words, kids, yep, if you're prepared to be a zero, if you're prepared, you know, for someone to call you a zero and give you negative comments, you can make it.
But this is what Walt Disney also said. If you can dream it, you can do it. So, and hold on tight to your dreams. Never make anybody make you fall down out of it. And why fit in when you were born to stand out? So these all, they really sound really good, but I understand that it's not easy to actually pursue a road less traveled, as I put in. And of course, you're going to get a lot of backlash. You're going to have all these things that, let it be your parents or anybody tells you. But you need to also know that artist has natural, has sunshine, and has viral, has nourishment.
Yep.
May I repeat it? Artist has and has vital health nourishment. So it's also, imagination is more important than knowledge. It was actually said by Albert Einstein.
Wow, Albert Einstein, even with that wig, I tell you, he was smart. Now, if he says it, it has to be true. So on that note, wow, this is really, you know, this is a great topic. I think we have to explore this more because, you know, I think we should have definitely some that kind of have different views on entertainment as to why they don't put their kids in that particular field or encourage them in that particular field. I think it'd be a great topic of discussion to talk about, you know, because I can definitely weigh in on that with my own personal parents who feel what I'm doing is crazy. You're wearing a dress, you lazy coconut. Get a real job. But I see the other side when I see these kids and I give a platform to them and they just bring their A game. It really excites me. You know, I really see, I think we all have a kid in each and every one of us, don't we? And when you experience that, a child just says, wow, this was so cool. And you see them break out of this comfort zone and really shine their talent. I think it's a great thing.
It is.
So on that note, we want to thank you all for tuning in to Rhyme Impersonation. Definitely, you can always check all the updates at icepentertainment.com, icpentertainment.com. And check our Facebook page and like our page at what?
At www.facebook.com/the Rhyme Impersonation.
That's right. Like us on Facebook and subscribe. Subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Follow us here on the radio show.
Yeah.
We thank you so much for another exciting episode. Thank you, Mark Q. Thank you, all of our fans, listeners. Let's keep it going. Where are we from?
New York.
From the NYC. Bring the comedy, originality, and now the whole world will see,
the whole world will see,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
BK Uptown, can you feel this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
Queensbridge, Boogie Down, can you feel this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
all the world sat now, can you feel
the
this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
America, get ready to laugh, oh, yo, Squoy Wobbin.